We will obviously do it on Wednesday. Today is getting late. We thought we'd be able to finish, but we had advertised for Tuesday. But as it stands now, we are unable to put our piece together unless we work throughout the night. And we might push it towards the morning, 10 o'clock.
So it's Wednesday to be precise?
Yes, I think it's Wednesday to be precise. We've asked the final piece of drafted to look at it, and they are telling us they might not be able to finish today. And so Wednesday to be precise, we will do it at 10 o'clock in the morning.
There have been a series of questions raised by some even members of the NPP considering the boycott of minority members in parliament. What is your take on these criticisms from your own party?
First of all, the minority have boycotted parliament not because they like it. The minority have boycotted parliament because there is an election dispute in Ghana, and we sort of taking to the streets and taking up weapons, like what has happened in other African countries, have decided that we will take it to the court. That is the highest court of this land, the Supreme Court. But to be able to make our case good, not to compromise ourselves, we believe we will not engage the government or the executive in any act that will wipe off the Supreme Court were to rule against the president. And we have stuck with it to the extent that we have not involved ourselves in putting together the executive, that is the vetting process in parliament. We have not also involved ourselves in the State of the Nation address recently delivered by the president and any other act that will disappear when the president is gone. So, obviously, that's what we have done. Some people, they disagree, like the NDC, which is an impact, we may disagree and think that, well, as long as the case is important, we just come along. But we believe that is wrong. We believe we have a case in this country. We believe we have an election district. And we believe that the current president did not win election. And until the court decides otherwise, the right thing to do is not to engage him in things that will not be there, like putting his ministers in place. But things that will remain if, for example, it fits out by the court, we would engage him in that. So, for example, we would engage him in the budget. If the repercussions of the budget will remain, even if the president is not there today. If the president or the ministers bring a loan to parliament, we would engage them to look at it because the effect alone will remain. So that's our position, and we have been pursuing that position for some time now.
Honorable, some people are suggesting that the payment or the remuneration of minority members of parliament should be withheld.
Well, unless the people don't understand what we have been doing, if they do, they would bear with us and think that that is wrong. First of all, MPs are not boycotting parliament. We have not boycotted parliament. We have only boycotted certain aspects of our parliamentary duty. That is to do with the vetting process, and that has to do with the State of the Nation address. These are the two items we have. But any other committee of parliament we have been engaging in, and any other work of parliament we have been engaging in, we shall continue to be engaging. Largely, we have not done two things that the public expresses do, but any other thing which we have been doing on daily basis, we do. So it is very difficult to say that because somebody decided that he's not going to engage, for example, two items out of more than 100 items, that person loses his salary. In any case, a member of parliament can decide not to come to work. By our law, he only loses the right to be a member of parliament if the speaker or somebody raises that issue on the 14th day of his absence. And with him having just 5 reasons, they can refer his conduct to the Privileges Committee or even suspend him and then maybe ultimately sack him if the need be. So in Parliament, it's not a crime to walk out of Parliament. It's not a crime to boycott Parliament. It's not a crime to say that, look, I'm not partaking in this for some reason. Every party has done it before, particularly the ruling party. I'll give you an example. The ruling party in 2007 boycotted Parliament for 13 good is virtually 2 weeks because a member of the NDC had been sentenced by a competent court of jurisdiction and they felt that that was not right or they disagreed to the court and decided to boycott parliament. have boycotted parliament that has to do with like the national health insurance debate that was going on, the boycotted parliament that had to do with the youth employment program. So it's not a new thing in Ghana. It is a tool that is legal that we use in this nation. It is legal to the extent that members do not want, Ghanaian members or the public does not want our members to engage in other acts that are being engaged by other African countries. But we believe that we should use this legal means to be able to air our grievances without compromising our position. That's exactly what we're doing.
So, Honorable, you are basically saying that despite the threat or the pressure being put on some aspect of the government to withhold your salaries of these MPs, you are not deterred by it.
In fact, it would be unlawful for anybody to even attempt to withhold our salary because there will not be a basis for it. So we are not. We are obviously not deterred by it at all because the person has no legal basis to do that. He has no moral basis to do that, particularly this particular government or this particular party that is in power. We believe we are doing the right thing. We believe that we are setting history for this nation. We believe that what we are doing, we set a pace and a precedent for the rest of Africa to realize that even if you have an election dispute, it's not about picking a gun, but that you can actually take the case to court and win that case if you are patient. But where in Africa people lose elections and pick up a gun and then decide that, well, we are going to fight our way through to the end, I think that must stop. And it can only stop if Ghana, which has been the pace set in terms of democracy, goes on to do what we are doing. So let's just wait. Let's see what the courts say. If the courts, especially if we were to rule in favor of the opposition, then you will see the change of wind that will be blowing through the African nations. We are not deterred by it at all. And if we have to sacrifice to achieve that, we'll continue to sacrifice to achieve that.
What should Ghanaians expect from the minority state of the nation address to Ghanaians? What should Ghanaians expect?
The truth is that the people of this nation are having a hard time. You know, life is very difficult for the people of this nation. There's no gas in the system. School fees is very high. We have recently seen a high increase in the prices of petroleum products. We are having grapple with layoffs on daily basis, where companies are laying off workers because they cannot get reliable source of energy. We are having to have a problem where utility prices are going up. People are really suffering and they cannot make ends meet. Unfortunately, the government is not able to come out exactly to say this is the real state of the nation. These are the things I'm going to put forward. These are the things we are going to tell, particularly the fact that we as a nation, we are getting back into what we call HIPIC, or we are getting back into what we call a highly indebted, lower middle income country. Because as we stand today, the debt owed by Ghana is suffocating our throats. I don't even know how we'll be able to manage our finances to be able to pay. Because workers and other people, the government is finding it difficult to raise money now to pay them. Statutory funds are not being paid. The third quarter has not been paid. Of the common fund has not been paid. The fourth quarter, which has passed now, has not been paid. The health insurance has not been paid. Get funds has not. It is because the funds are not there. Because government overspent in the last 3 months of the election. They spent beyond 12% beyond their means. Just to quantify, in America, it is very small money. $4 billion. Dollars is small money, but in Ghana, $4 billion is huge money. Okay, so for us, that's where we are going to let the people of Ghana know, no, if this president is not telling you the truth, this is a real state of the nation at best, and this is a real state that will find ourselves as a nation. So Ghana should wait for it.